you both for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about Viral Recollection. First of all, I love the branding. I love that, you know, it's an Instagram handle, the title. I love that in the descriptions you have the artists' Instagram handles as well. Tell me a little bit about developing that part of the show.
Issa and I have been friends since 2015, and something that we always kind of come back to when we're together and talking is fashion, but also the fashion that we see on Instagram. And so when we started thinking about the show, we knew we wanted to do something fashion. We knew we wanted to do something with digital. And when we came up with the title, I knew I wanted to use something viral and wanted to have it very digitally based, so have that at sign in it. So when you typed it out, it would be, like you said, just like a handle. And then we also kind of played around with recollection in terms of like digital memory and thinking about what you do remember and maybe what you don't remember from when you're scrolling on your feed. And so it kind of works on a couple different levels.
We also wanted to bring in this piece that was about the environment, and it was really interesting because when we came up with that part, it wasn't as big as it is at this moment.
You mean this? It was before the wildfires.
Exactly. And it was also even before masks. And it was really interesting because one of the pieces that we have works similarly in how masks is supposed to work is that it's to protect you from all these different kinds of elements. Like, yes, definitely air quality, but also a pathogen. I think that that's something that everybody in the world is talking about right now.
That's the clothing piece by Kate Walls?
Yes.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Kate Walls, she lives in Brooklyn now and works for a Querencia studio. They created this project that Kate designed called the Earth Suit Project. And so the suit consists of pants, a jacket, a vest. There's a 3D printed helmet, and there's a video in our show. It has kind of a very apocalyptic vibe. A woman sort of walks around New York City, and you can see the skyline, and she wears different aspects of the suit. And so, again, dealing with the protective gear that she needs to sort of navigate the apocalyptic city.
We also have the work by Jenna Boyles, and I think that it is so impactful in the way that its scale lets you see how your purchases accumulate.
And that's the wall hanging piece, the silk piece that she details her transactions on, her financial transactions through the year of 2016.
Yeah, correct. So she started with an Excel sheet in 2016, and she documented all of her expenses for the year and sort of color-coded them in terms of, you can see what she purchased for rent, you can see what she purchased from CVS, from the bar. And like Issa said, the scale, it's about 13 feet tall. We hung it from the ceiling, and then it kind of drapes at the bottom.
And then we should also talk about the other Chicago-based artist that we worked with, Erin Smego, who does these lumber drawings, and she creates these sculptures that are kind of comical too. In a way, they're very joyful, but they're still going along with this critical conversation that we have about overconsumption and how it's negatively impacting so much of our environment. She leaves tags on the clothes. So these clothes are discarded, but they're new. And I think that that's the kind of consumerism that a lot of people have gotten used to.
We saw these lumber drawing series that she did a couple of years ago, and they're kind of these thin pieces of regular wood that you'd buy at the lumber store. And they're kind of pieced together in almost a pixelated, sharp way. I always refer to them as little guys. They've got sunglasses, and they kind of just look like these little minions that lived on the internet and made their way out into your physical space. So, very playful way to deal with what happens to that Forever 21 shirt that still has the tag on it.
The Generator Space is open by appointment on Thursdays and Fridays.
Yes.
Tell our listeners a little bit about how, if they're not able to make it out to the show before it closes on October 16th, how they can still get a feel for what it is.
Amplify had to do the last couple Generator Space exhibitions completely online. We kind of were lucky to come into that built-in where the website was kind of a different landing page for the exhibition. On our page, on amplifyarts.com, you can go to Viral Recollection. There's a curator tour that Issa and I did of this entire show. And then there's also installation images. Peter at Amplify did a really great job with those. And then there's also videos from the show. So I think I mentioned earlier the Querencia Studio video. That is on the website, as well as a video from Jenna Boyles where she takes her Excel spreadsheet fabric piece and turns that into several different like little videos. And then eventually we'll put up her 2020 version of the Excel spreadsheet.
And Viral Recollection, it's @viral_re_collection.
Correct.
Yes. Yep.
Well, Abby and Issa, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.